Singer-songwriter Janice Ian is here to talk about her autobiography, Society's Child, that's been nominated for a Grammy in the Best Spoken Word category. Hi, Janice.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Tell me about your autobiography, Society's Child.
Well, it helped that I knew the plot, and it helped that I knew where I was going to end it. I tried to walk a thin line between talking about my life and relating my life to the greater life around me as I came up in the 60s, because that was a pretty interesting time to grow up, and I feel very fortunate that that's when I started. Started writing songs when I was 12, and I got published almost immediately and got a record contract almost immediately after that. The first song I had a hit with was a song called Society's Child about a black boy dating a white girl. And it became very, very controversial. Radio stations were burned down and people were fired for playing it. So it was a baptism by fire. And the book starts with that, really, and continues right up until I meet my partner of now 24 years past here in Nashville. And we go through some adventures together, but at the end of the day, it all works out. I'm a sucker for a happy ending.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
Well, the first time somebody asked me to write my autobiography, I was only 16, so I'd sort of been putting it off for a long time. And then when I hit my 50s, I thought, a lot of the people that I came up with are dying or are retired. And I have a unique perspective because I was 10 years younger than most of my contemporaries. So that was pretty much it. I just figured if I didn't do it now, I wasn't going to do it.
What was your reaction when you learned it was nominated for a Grammy in the Best Spoken Word album category, dominated by gay women this year?
Well, I would say that the gay women have to take a back seat to the First Lady. I mean, really, Michelle Obama is the one who's dominating, and ex-President Clinton, of course. I was pretty amazed to be in that company. I mean, for me, I don't have a manager, I don't have a record company. I just signed with a publisher again. I have a very small career right now. And I like it that way, but it's nothing on the scale of a DeGeneres or a Rachel Maddow, or certainly the First Lady or President Clinton. I mean, those people, everybody knows what they look like, you know? I'm sure they're all sitting there scratching their heads, wondering what I'm doing there. As I am. I was pretty stunned. I think part of it may have been, though, that mine is the only spoken word with music. We did something that we're not aware of anybody having done before, which is that as I narrated, I had a guitar in my lap and I sang portions of the songs from the book just as I had written them.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
The same as my commitment to any civil rights, to women's rights or children's rights, of course. I mean, I have a different vested interest in the gay community because I am gay, and I would certainly enjoy the tax advantages that straight people have and the inheritance advantages and things like Social Security. But I've always been a civil rights advocate across the board. That's how I was raised.
Now that Obama has been reelected, what would you like to see happen for LGBT civil rights in the next 4 years?
Well, it would be nice if DOMA was gone and marriage was in. It would be nice if marriage was federal. It would be nice if all the attendant rights became federal. There are a lot of other things that would be nice, too. I would hate to think that the only things that I was concerned with were the LGBT rights, because I think there's a whole other set of issues going on with women's rights, with reproductive rights, with children's rights, with the rights of the disabled. There are a lot of things that are still needing to be fixed, you know, or to be improved, I should say. And I think that I was very happy when Obama was reelected by such a stunning margin, because I don't think any of us really expected it, including him. Certainly his opponent didn't. I think that it showed that America has continued to grow up, which is very encouraging.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
And when you're that age, you don't believe anything anybody older tells you. You know, I didn't. I don't know anybody who did. I thought the It Gets Better campaign had a lot to be said for it. I think a song like At 17 that shows that someone else gets it has a lot to be said for it. But ultimately, the change is going to have to come from the parents who teach the bullies to hate. It's like that Pete Seeger song, you've got to be taught to hate. Children aren't born like that. Children are born pretty accepting and pretty generous. That's going to have to happen, and then I think that there's going to have to be more emphasis from magazines like I'm just throwing out The Advocate because it's the only one that I wrote for, showing couples like myself and Pat, who have been together forever, who have gone through all of that and come through the fire unscathed, or if not unscathed, at least surviving. But I don't think there's any simple solution to it. The more people that come out, the less that will happen.
How can people get information about your autobiography, Society's Child?
Well, they can go to Amazon, or they can go to iTunes for the download, or audible.com, or they can go to my website, which is just named after me, janiceian.com.
What other projects are you working on?
Oh, gosh. Right now, the Grammy Awards are taking up a fair amount of my time with interviews and just trips, which is a very cool way to have your time taken up, I must say, but I'm working on a children's book based on a song of mine called The Tiny Mouse that's being illustrated by the Schuberts, and that should be out this coming fall. And I'm working on a UK tour with Tom Paxton this coming fall. And I'm working on my own touring, March and April of this year, all over the U.S. And then I'm trying to put together enough songs for my own next album and for an album of lullabies and a bunch of fiction projects.
Have you made any New Year's resolutions this year?
To get my work done instead of spending so much time on business. That would be my resolution. That's the big problem for any contemporary artist, I think. If you're not young and having the success of a Taylor Swift where you can afford the props to hold you up and hold your business up. The problem is just finding the time to coordinate everything so that you still have time to be creative, which is the wellspring that everything else comes from.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
No. I probably thought about that when I was 14 or 15 and wanting to be famous, but no.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, I always liked Raymond Chandler's thing. He says, when in doubt, have a man enter through the door with a gun. Probably not a great quote to end an interview. I always tell myself that everything changes. That's the one thing you can count on. I don't like change any more than the last person, but everything does change. You can count on that. I always try to remind myself that a year from now, I will be grateful that all of this happened. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.